If you knew there was a better way to live than there is right now, the way you've been living, wouldn't you want to know about it? Yeah, that's what transformation's all about. People say, well, I'm living the good life. And you are. You live in America. You live the good life. You're looking good. You're feeling good. You got the goods. You know, there's only one problem with the good life. It isn't good enough.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you can improve in any of the areas I just mentioned, stay with us, because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own Transformed Study Kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. If you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Get Closer to God.
2 Corinthians 3:18 says this: we reflect the Lord's glory and are being transformed. That means a continuing process. We are being transformed, not just once, but on an ongoing basis. It's a process. We're being transformed into his likeness. Now, with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. That word transformed, you know, the Bible was written, the New Testament, in Greek. You know what the word there is in Greek? Metamorphosu. Does that sound like anything you know? Metamorphosis. It's the word we get. What's a metamorphosis? It's when a butterfly goes from a caterpillar to a pupa or a chrysalis, and from a pupa or chrysalis into a butterfly. That's metamorphosis. It doesn't happen overnight. In fact, there's that stage where it's sitting there in that chrysalis. It forms that little cocoon. It's pretty ugly. You ever seen one of those things? Doesn't look very beautiful to me. But when it breaks out, that butterfly is stunning. I so badly want to be that. And I want you to be that. I want you to be transformed from the lowly caterpillar into the beautiful butterfly. That is what transformation is all about. It is metamorphosis. It is going from, you know, when you're a caterpillar, what can you do? Not much, except munch on leaves. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And you're stuck on the ground. And I'm sure when caterpillars have looked in the air, butterflies go, you'll never get me up in one of those things. God made you to be a butterfly. God made you to soar. God made you to be beautiful. Not ugly. Beautiful. But you've got to go through the transformation process. And the transformation process is, number one, get fed up with the way you've been living. And then own up. Get honest to God. God, I admit it. I have been living for myself. I've been doing it my way. And do that checkup. And then offer up myself. Transformation's a process, but the starting point is what the prodigal son said, make me. That's offer up. Make me. Transform me. Change me. God, I don't want to live the rest of my life the way I'm living right now. Change me. Romans 12:1. This is our theme verse, but let me read you the verse before it. Because God is merciful to you, offer yourselves. Offer yourselves. That's it. I offer up myself. That's step one. I get fed up. Okay. I own up, and now I offer up. Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. No transformation until you do the offer up. Now, it's important to notice the Father's response. Luke 15, 23. Filled with love and compassion, he ran out to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. He said, bring the best. Bring the best robe. Bring the best ring. Bring the best shoes. Bring the fatted calf. You know, all these things. The father's response, notice, he didn't wait for the son to come home. While he was still distant, he ran out. The moment you just say, God, I'm tired of living the way I've been living. God, I'm tired. He will do more than halfway. He will run out to meet you. God is not waiting for you to come knock on the door. He's waiting for this moment in your life where he runs out to you. He takes initiative. He throws his arms around you. He kisses you. And he says, okay, look, I know you blew it. Go get the best robe. Get the best clothes in the house. And then he says, go get my signet ring. Do you know why he says that? You know what a signet ring is? In those days, the signet ring was your credit card. Because you take the ring and you press it into wax, and that was like a credit card. He said, go get my unlimited Black American Express. And bring it out to my son who just blew half of my income. God isn't holding a grudge against all the dumb stuff you've done. He's ready to lavishly pour this on. Bring out the best. Bring out the best shoes. Do all these things. God has a better plan for your life than you can imagine.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, I'd like to connect you with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word daily to 99000. Again, that's the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
You know, the world is shouting for our attention. They're offering answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial trouble, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-session DVD. This powerful resource can be used independently or with a small group of friends to uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word daily to 99000. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
God isn't holding a grudge against all the dumb stuff you've done. He's ready to lavishly pour this on you. Bring out the best. Bring out the best shoes. Do all these things. God has a better plan for your life than you can imagine. I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again because it just fits right here. When I was a kid, my parents fed me strange spinach, and I thought it tasted great. I now think it tastes like turtle spit. But as a baby, that's all I knew, so I thought strange spinach was pretty good. Until I got a little older and my mother introduced me to Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs. Now we're talking. Forget strained spinach. I've gone to the higher level. And I thought SpaghettiOs were pretty good as a grade school kid until one day I discovered In-N-Out Burger. Now, I could have gone my entire life eating strange spinach and not known there was a better taste out there. If you knew there was a better way to live than there is right now, the way you've been living, wouldn't you want to know about it? Yeah, that's what transformation's all about. People say, well, I'm living the good life. And you are. You live in America. You live the good life. You're looking good. You're feeling good. You got the goods. You know, there's only one problem with the good life. It isn't good enough. You were made for more than the good life. You were made for the better life. Life you cannot even imagine any more than that caterpillar can imagine what it's like to be a butterfly. You can't even imagine it. You cannot even imagine it. It is so much better. And there are people who live next to you, and they got the car, and they got the cash, and they got the clothes, and they're going, I'm living it. I'm living the good life. And they're missing the better life. Okay, how do I get back to God? I get fed up, I own up, and I offer up. And then there's one other thing I do. Once I come home, and I'm enwrapped in God's love, and he hugs me, and he kisses me, and he says, bring out the best. All is forgiven. All is forgiven. Go get the credit card. Go get the robe. Go get the shoes. Let's have a barbecue. Get that fatted calf. We're going to have Lucille's barbecue tonight. Okay. And we're giving him the ribs. All right. And it's going to be great. It's going to be finger-licking good time. All right, here we go. And in that celebration, you now come home, not to condemnation. You come back to God in celebration. Here's the fourth thing. I lift up my praise. And I just go, thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. I lift up my praise. Luke 15, here's what the Father says. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate with a feast of eating and drinking. We're going to celebrate with a feast of eating and drinking. He was lost, but now is found. So the party begins. And life becomes a party when life comes to transformation. The Bible says in Psalm 68:4, sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up, there's that word, lift up my praises. Lift up a song to him. His name is the Lord. Now let me just tell you something. For your own transformation, you need to start singing at church. Some of you just say, I'm just coming to hear Rick. You know, that's all nice, but you know, I couldn't carry a tune in a baggie. And, you know, many of you are prison singers. You're always behind a few bars and never have the right key. I've heard some of you. Okay? You have a voice that could be cultivated, plowed under. But the Bible doesn't say to be pretty in your singing. It says make a joyful noise. You can do that. Anybody can make a joyful noise. You don't have to be on key. You just have to make a joyful noise. For your own transformation, you need to sing. I had a psychologist friend who anytime somebody came to see him for depression, his first question was, did you sing all of the songs at church last week? And if they said no, he said, then I want you to go and I want you to sing all the songs at church for the next 3 weeks and come back and see me. I never really understood why he was doing that until this week. A global study came out done by Swedish researchers. And they've done this scientific study that concluded that the habit of group singing, not singing by yourself, the habit of group singing is good for your health. It is great therapy to sing with other people. It's good for mental health, they prove. It's good for emotional health. It's good for your social health, and it's good for your physical health in all different areas. An extensive study. And they discovered that singing with other people lowers your blood pressure, releases endorphins, which makes you feel good, improves your mood, builds your confidence, relieves loneliness, releases negative emotions and stress, and creates positive study emotions. Another study showed that people who sing and worship each week live longer. I want you to live longer. Now, it referred to this book, so I went out and bought this book this week. It's called Imperfect Harmony, Finding Happiness in Singing with Others. It's a fascinating study that these guys have done on this. So we're going to do something good for your health right now. You're going to live a little bit longer. We're going to sing. I told you I was going to give you two new habits. One of them is the habit of a regular checkup, and here's the other habit. I want you to intentionally start singing all the songs, even the ones you don't know, even the ones you don't like, even the ones you think are too loud, even the ones that's not your style. I want you to sing them because it will lower your blood pressure, release endorphins, improve mood, build confidence, relieve loneliness, release negative emotion and stress, and create positive emotions. That's called transformation. Now, the father celebrated. He had a celebration, not a condemnation, a celebration. When the son came back home, I'm fed up, and I'm owning up, and I'm going to offer up. And now I lift up my praise, and we're going to party, and we're going to celebrate, and we're going to sing. 1 Corinthians 11:24 says this. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, and He spoke a prayer of thanksgiving, and he broke the bread, and he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." He said, "I never want you to forget how much I love you. So I'm going to give you two symbols to remember my death, my burial, and my resurrection." And those two symbols are baptism and the Lord's Supper. If you haven't been baptized, you should be baptized. It's one of the ways of saying, I have come home. I'm getting close to God. I'm coming home. And baptism is one, and the Lord's Supper is the other. Now, it says he prayed a prayer of thanksgiving before he served communion. The word thanksgiving in Greek is the word eucharisto. You ever heard the word Eucharist? The Lord's Supper, communion, is often called Eucharist. Where is that word from? It's from, Eucharist is simply the Greek word for thanksgiving. And when we take the Lord's Supper, when we take the Eucharist, when we take communion, we are saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for not coming and condemning me when I come home, but having a celebration when I come home. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for all the things that you've done. I receive it with thanks, Eucharisto. I am so grateful, God, for your grace. I am so grateful for your love. I am so grateful that you don't scold me, you save me. That you don't scare me, you save me. And I am so grateful as I take these elements to remember what you have done for me. And just as they had the fatted calf, we take communion together to say, Lord, thank you. We receive this with thanksgiving. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, when we think of your grace, we are overwhelmed. It makes our hearts want to sing. There's no way that we deserve this kind of reaction, this kind of celebration, this kind of welcoming when we come home. But we come to you, and first we say, we're fed up. We're fed up with the way we've been living. We're fed up of life without Christ. We're fed up with doing it all on our own power. We're just fed up with all of that. And we own up. We realize that you haven't moved, but we have. And the reason we're not close is because we've allowed other things to cloud our vision of you. We have allowed idols in our lives. We have loved other things more than you. And that has made you feel distant. But we come back and we own up to our sin. And then we offer up ourselves. We're not saying, give me, give me, give me anymore. We're saying, make me, make me, make me. Lord, transform our lives during these 50 days. If you've never accepted Jesus' gift of salvation, say, Jesus Christ, right now, I accept your gift of salvation. Thank you for loving me and dying for me on the cross. I give myself back to you. I offer up myself to you. Make me your servant. And I ask you to transform my life. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or download the Pastor Rick's Daily Hope podcast to your smartphone or tablet so you can listen on the go anywhere you are. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. You know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transform Study Kit, which includes a leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. The video sessions can be used independently or with a small group of friends. This kit will help uncover key biblical principles that will completely transform your life in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. The Transform Study Kit is yours when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this amazing study tool, or you can call 800-600-5004. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with some closing thoughts.
So many of you have written to encourage us here at Daily Hope. And not only me, but our entire staff are encouraged by your notes, your letters. And I'm so grateful for your trust in this ministry. It's your prayers and it's your support that help us tell people around the world about the hope of Jesus Christ. Now, one of the ways I can give back to you is through my free daily devotionals. You can sign up for them. If you're not getting them right now, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com and sign up to get the free Daily Hope devotionals. By the way, here's a letter from Holly, who reads the Daily Hope devotionals every day. And she says this: Pastor Rick, I've been receiving your daily devotionals for several weeks, and I've been overwhelmed by how positively my life has been impacted. My faith has been growing greatly these past couple of years, and now it is growing exponentially. People say they notice joy shining from me, and I know it's because my heart is being fed every day. And she writes, my story is one that I rarely tell, but as God has brought me through hell and now is showing me the why I went through it all, and it's beginning to make such perfect sense. She writes, I stand behind you, Pastor Rick, along with thousands of others, holding you up in prayer during those moments that maybe even you have second thoughts. Blessings 1,000-fold. Wow. Thank you, Holly. I mean, Holly, everybody needs encouragement, including me, and I especially need your prayers as much as you need encouragement and prayers from others and from God's Word. You know, I'm always so encouraged when I hear about how God is transforming lives. I love these stories. So tell me your story. You can email me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me. Tell me your story. And thanks for listening today to Daily Hope. Let's be on the lookout for how God is working in each of our lives.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.